Iambic Audio presents Outer Diverse, Book 1 of the Splinter Universe Trilogy by Nina Montianu, read by Dawn Harvey. Prologue. Whatever has black sounds has Duende. Manuel Torres. Black sounds, behind which there abide in tenderest intimacy the volcanoes, the ants, the zephyrs, and the enormous night straining its waist against the Milky Way. Federico Garcia Lorca. I'm a human. Despite my human mother having teched me for baldy traits earlier than I can even remember, I still look human, still feel human, most of the time. The psychology books claim that by age 5, most of us are sufficiently formed emotionally, socially, and cognitively to define our remaining lives from our experiences and actions. I defined mine with violence. Perhaps I was born to it. I can't blame my mother, though I did for much of my life. She couldn't help being what she was any more than I could help being what I was. I am my mother's daughter. Passion was our ruin. I do blame the Voss. If that brutal alien race had not attacked Earth, the Baldies wouldn't have come to save us, and I would not have stumbled one night in confused alarm, thick from a broken slumber, into my mother's bedroom and found her there in an unnatural coupling with one and done the unthinkable. I would not have later enslaved myself on a career of killing for a Baldy elite guard, executing criminals for them, while imagining a Baldy face each time I pulled the trigger. I'm my mother's daughter. She gave away her body, and I gave away my soul. The spiritual books claim that we are driven by our soul's yearning to be whole and cleansed of that deep wound, the original sin, we all carry inside us. Perhaps we are all no more than difference engines, fueled by the desires and longings for redemption that steer us to the occasional and fatal collision of the heart. I knew nothing of this when I was 5, and killed an innocent man with my eyes, nor did I think of it today as I was about to kill another.